Skipper Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
Now, last year, we counted and counted and counted again the growing number of young children being murdered and raped in the city. Sadly, that count has resumed in 2018, particularly in the community of Tafelsig, Mitchells Plain, which is enduring what I think must be called a crisis of violence at the moment. You've heard the news reports about what happened last Friday. Community members taking the law into their hands, nearly stoning to death a man accused of raping his 9-year-old neighbour. It was just a few weeks before that, in late November, that police were called in when the community reacted very angrily to news that a 13-year-old had allegedly raped a 6-year-old girl. Residents took to the streets, burning tyres, stones were thrown, venting their anger. And you can understand why. Nobody wants to see a year where child murders top 60 again. To give us a sense of the scale of the crisis, to give us a sense of the mood on the street in early 2018, on the line with me is Joni Fredericks, who is the chairperson of the Mitchells Plain Impact Association. Joni, thank you for chatting to me this afternoon and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Papa.
It's a pleasure. Joni, before we talk in detail about what's happened so far this year, won't you just tell us a little bit about who you are and what your NPO is all about?
Well, my name is Joni Fredericks, and I'm the chairperson of the newly formed Mitchells Plain Impact Association. I was with the, and in fact, I was the founder chairperson of the Mitchells Plain Crisis Forum until recently. And then I moved away to start, you know, this organization.
Now, what prompted that move? What prompted that move, Joni? Was the Mitchells Plain Crisis Forum not achieving the results you'd hoped for?
Well, obviously, you know, there's different things for different people, but you started off talking about a crisis, and I started feeling deeply frustrated because all that I felt I was doing was running from one crisis to the other, picking up the pieces, and that for me was never enough. So I was more interested to start looking at the root causes, because nobody got to understand why this sudden crisis of increases again of rapes against children in particular. Now, don't get me wrong, we know that rapes has been around for the longest time, but why suddenly, one after the other, the victims younger and concentrated in communities like Tafelsig? You're just trying to recover from the one, then you hear about the other. And so for me, it was time to stop so that I could start thinking straight in terms of getting my head screwed on right. And so for me, it just makes much more sense to stop and have a look at what could possibly be the root causes, because currently everybody is just running from one victim and from one situation to the next. And nobody seems to know what are the causes of this sudden increase.
Now, Joni, we know obviously economic factors are part of this conversation. It's a factor of people who have very little hope, who have very few options in life. It's a factor of the influence of gangs in many cases. But what have you found in addition to those factors which we all know about already? It's early days yet, but what have you found that plays into this need to know why the young children and why your community?
Well, first of all, let me set the record straight. Before I actually sat down to have a reflection on what was happening, I, as together with a lot of other people, was under the impression that when we take stock, we would find that gangsters would play a big role in terms of the rape. This is not true, Papa. I'm not sure whether you know, but I've been running a court case calendar. And one day when I sat down and looked at the types of rapes and the perpetrators, I saw that not one out of a count of 25 rapists before the court at the time, late last year, was a gangster. And so that gave me reason to realize that we need to stop. We need to start doing some research in terms of finding out why biological fathers, why family friends, why neighbors, why stand up community members, because these are the rapists that we're talking about, not gang members.
Okay,
in my cases.
Now, Joni, I mean, that's obviously a hugely important factor, that these are people that are known to their victims. And in one case or several cases in your community, people who were really deeply trusted by the community, you've got a local pastor who has been accused of multiple rapes, who was in court earlier this week and I believe abandoned his bail application, driven to a large extent by fear for his own life. We've seen the community taking to the streets, taking matters into their own hands, and you can understand why that frustration is boiling over. How would you describe the mood in your community at the moment?
The mood is deeply, deeply somber. Since last December, we already had three cases of mob justice. And what is worrisome is that each particular incident has become more vicious than the other. People have enough. They feel that they have nowhere to turn to. They don't trust the justice system. Unfortunately, they don't trust our protectors, the police. They feel helpless and they feel fearful for their own children. And I think the community has reached a point where they feel it's time for an eye for an eye, because the justice system has failed them. This is what's happening on the ground.
Joni, just before we run out of time, you've mentioned those three issues of mob justice, one of them involving the 56-year-old man accused of rape. What is the update, the latest update on that individual case? Because I've been told that to date no charges have been laid, the suspect hasn't been arrested. What have police told you, if anything, about that investigation?
Well, Papa, I met with Brigadier Kaskulam this morning. Unfortunately, there has been no arrest. And unfortunately, I've been told there's a couple of legal things, legal things that makes it very difficult for the police to effect an arrest. But I can also confirm that a case of sexual assault has been laid with the FCS. At this stage in time, no criminal case has been opened at the South African police station. It's confusing, to say the least. It's confusing. A case was lost. A child has said that a particular community member has at least sexually assaulted her. And we don't see any arrest. In fact, we hear rumors that the man has been seen walking around in the community. And I fear, I'm deeply, deeply worried that this time around, if the community find him, something might happen. Because the problem here is that over the last 11 months, we have seen that every time there was a situation, we have seen that people were taken into custody where they were given the opportunity to appear for bail in court. And in this particular instance, none of those things has been happening. So I want to end off with this. I think what is one of the biggest problems is that a precedent has been set over the last 11 months, whereby people accused of raping community people were taken into custody, they were taken to the court, and they were given bail or they were not given bail. And now we see a situation where there is just absolutely no arrest and there's no clear story in terms of where we stand as a community with this particular incident.
Joni Fredericks, a deeply worrying interview, but thank you for sharing that perspective from the ground with us. Joni is the chairperson of the Mitchells Plain Impact Association. If you'd like to connect with her and find out how you can help her or be part of what she's trying to do in the community, look for MPIA Hotline on Facebook. It's the Mitchells Plain Impact Association.